Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
My name is Foster Corwith and I am a portfolio manager at Causeway Capital Management in Los Angeles. We believe that consumer as a sector is really a bifurcated set of businesses, and you've seen a lot of people looking for safety, looking for defensiveness within the staples business, but at the same time, you're seeing a discretionary environment which for the most part is or is in some way related to retail, that's really proven to be growth or death. On the staples side of the fence, we remain cautious. We see businesses that trade at peak valuations, near peak margin profiles. They have changing business environments with much sharper local competitors. With the growth of the internet, smaller brands, smaller competitors are able to reach the consumer, gain distribution for their products. While they're unquestionably well-positioned longer term, they have great brands, they have access to an emerging market consumer and the growth of the middle class, the question we need to ask is at what price? And I think we've certainly been frustrated by the fact that, for the most part, the market has been willing to look beyond valuation for visibility and reliability in an earnings profile. We also remain concerned by the concept of the reach for yield. So credit investors have certainly been dipping their toes in equity markets, and there's no better place to start if you want reliability and yield in the consumer staples sector. And as a result, you've seen valuations really get pushed up. We believe the flip side of this coin continues to be that these businesses, while they are high yield and relatively reliable, certainly low beta investments, they've been pushing up their payout yields for many, many years. So if you think back 10 years ago, your average staples company had a 40% dividend payout. Today, most companies are in the mid-60s. And as that process starts to become unsustainable, we do question the valuation premium a lot of these businesses trade on. Again, we continue to see better opportunity in misunderstood and often cases undercovered businesses with more self-help potential. And a lot of times that self-help potential tends to sit more on the discretionary side of the fence. Advanced Auto Parts is a great example of a very, very strong business. Advance is one of three large aftermarket auto suppliers, along with O'Reilly and AutoZone. It's a business that is the largest in the industry, but has margins half of where its peers generate, and it trades at a multiple 30 to 40% below peers. Has a new CEO, is actively looking to re-engage the business. And there's certainly a lot of hair in it from an investment perspective, but it trades more or less in line with the S&P today, but has tremendous growth potential over the longer term. And we believe the profile of that growth can be more or less as reliable as a staples business once restructuring is complete.